Time to do what we do each week at this time, and that is talk about downtown Bangor, as we're joined, as always, in studio by Betsy Lundy from the Downtown Bangor Partnership. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, Rich.
Good to have you here. I don't dare let go of my mic because, Carrie, I've got a tight spring or something. And watch.
Whoa.
The mic just flies away from me there. Yeah. So I'll just hold it close.
You're like a blues singer.
I know. I feel like I wish I had the cord and I could whip it around and do that. Well, you brought some special guests with you today from Community Real Estate Solutions. We're joined in studio by Courtney Mullins and Nick Mullins. Thank you so much for being with us.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you very much.
Great to have you here. Tell us a little bit about what you do and why people should be doing business with you.
Yeah, well, it's really all in the name, Community Real Estate Solutions. We got started a few years ago. Recognizing, or first I'll back up a little bit. We're both in the real estate business, Courtney being a real estate agent and my background being in mortgage banking. But we realized there's an issue with housing in Bangor, whether it's not enough housing for that is affordable for those who need it, and just lack of housing in general for workforce housing, families, what have you. And we really want our community to grow. And because of that issue, we realized that we have an opportunity to really help out, take some of these dilapidated homes and turn them into places for young families and maybe some less fortunate families to live in to rent, or possibly turn it into a home to sell where a family can call it their home and raise a family.
And you've been doing a lot of work on homes. A lot of them, I'm pretty sure, right in my neighborhood. I live in the Little City neighborhood.
Yes. Oh, great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Along
that's
with
wonderful.
Us. Yeah.
Yeah. You guys have done some great work with a number of houses there in that in the Center Street and Congress Street area.
Yep, we have. Right there in that little pocket, we've actually done four renovations, from our own personal home that was an estate sale to a foreclosure private sale, and actually one that was being torn down on Garland Street.
We have
Street.
A really cool story too in Little City. You should share that. That's really fun.
Oh, please do.
Oh, yeah. Our own house, we bought as an estate sale.
Which is a great house, by
yeah.
the way. My wife and I actually looked at that.
Oh, wonderful. Well, you got to come in now. It's all redone. And the house across the street, we watched be vacant for 3 years. Little City has a Facebook group page that I hope you belong to too. And they posted an article that it was going to be go up for auction down in Kittery, of all places. We drove down to Kittery. We ended up buying the house sight unseen. We couldn't see the second or third floor, and we started renovating it. Meanwhile, we noticed across the street that the house was vacant too. Nicholas always calls, and we ended up knowing the family, and they had actually lived in the foreclosure for 40 years. And
wow.
So this poor family, moved out of this home that we first purchased and saw this thing get ran to the ground, and were really sad about it. So they were really excited when we took it over and started doing work on it.
Yeah, so that's three in one little block.
And it's so great to see them because they're such wonderful houses that have such a history about them, too, in a neighborhood that's been a big part of the story of Bangor for 100 years or so now.
And that's important to us, the history. We're not trying to just get in there, fix it up, and sell it and make a quick dollar like a lot of flippers do. We don't like calling ourselves flippers. We're restorers. But one thing we do is we really dive into the history of the home. We try to figure out past families that have lived there so we can walk them through so they can see what their home's turned into, and then hopefully when we're done get them to walk through again so they can see it finished. And it's really cool to see families come in and see that, see their faces and see how grateful they are.
Well, that's wonderful. And I mean your friends know, but it looks like the family is growing here fairly soon.
Yes.
I'm just saying, Richard is a really good name if it's a boy.
You really took a chance there.
Well, it's a little girl, so.
Rochelle,
there you go.
That can work too. I'm just saying, you know.
You could call Ricky, Ricky Lake.
There you go. Naming rights for the downtown show could be pretty valuable here. We're talking with Courtney and Nick Mullins from Community Real Estate Solutions. You guys located right on State Street in Bangor. Why is it important for you to have the business a part of the downtown Bangor scene?
We're moving in hopefully soon. So we just acquired in September a building that had been vacant for a couple of years now. It was a lawyer's office for 30 plus years. So we bought that and we're starting renovation once again. So we're turning 4,000 square feet into residential, and our office is then going to be located on the bottom floor.
And it's important because there's a lot happening downtown, even in the residential sector. We've been inspired by the works happening on Franklin Street. I think both of the big ones on Franklin Street, obviously. So seeing that really got our juices flowing. So we're excited to be a part of that wave and kind of put our stamp on it. And hopefully in doing that, we can inspire more people to get down there and renovate these buildings and make them efficient for today. You know, you don't need to go rebuild somewhere else and have it sprawl. Let's use what we have downtown and bring it back to life.
How is the residential market in Bangor right now?
You're the real estate
agent. Oh, yeah. For sale or for rent?
Well, let's start with for sale.
For sale, it's definitely a seller's market still. So there's a lack of homes on the market. I believe there was an interview today of actually we need more housing. And people don't realize that we saw is there's these old homes. Instead of building new, you can restore and bring the history back to them. So that's what we have found has worked for us. So there's definitely lack. And then with rentals, Nick and I, our company also deals with rentals. We have 50 units and he just filled 5 in 1 week.
Wow.
So if that tells you anything, rentals are really where it's at too.
Well, and I think that's so important too, as we talk, Betsy, about the development, the redevelopment of downtown Bangor. If you want to keep more young families around here, yeah, it's nice to have houses people can buy, but you got to have those rental units too.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that mixed use downtown, everybody, I would say feeds off each other, but it's almost like not like so much like they're feeding off each other so much as they're feeding each other. You know, it's like the people who live downtown, they eat downtown, they shop downtown, the people who work downtown, same. So really you have to have that healthy mix of live, work, and retail businesses downtown and the more you have of any one of those things, the more it begets. It's kind of crazy.
Let me ask you this. What now, I'll ask both of you here. What's the best thing about what you do?
I think the stories. I think learning. What I love learning really just about each project and getting to know the families behind it. And also, I love being able to help those that are in need. I'm from a really big family, low-income housing, bounced all over the place. So I'm real sympathetic to those that need a lot of help. So being able to help people find affordable, safe, quality, quiet housing is an honor of mine as well.
And for me, being born and raised in Bangor and loving it and bringing two people now up here, I love to see the impact it has on the community. You fix up one house and it changes a block. We saved one on Garland Street that was supposed to be torn down, and that side of the street is completely different now. And then the neighbor sees it and the neighbor starts painting, and it's just a ripple effect to see that happen is amazing.
Well, as somebody who grew up on the east side of Bangor, I have great appreciation for what you've done, and seeing those homes come back to life, it's just a fantastic story. So congratulations on the wonderful work you've been doing.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and we had your dad on the show,
yes,
too, didn't
did.
We?
Yes, he did.
I was going to say, I think he was an antique alley show.
Downtown, yep.
Excellent. Well, thank you both so much for coming in, and good luck.
Thank pleasure. You.
And thanks. Good luck with the addition to the family, too.
Oh, thank you.
And little Ricky. So, Courtney and Nick Mullins from Community Real Estate Solutions. Betsy, thanks to you as well, as always.
Thanks for having me.
We'll see you back here next week.
Absolutely.